What's up, y'all? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm looking forward for tonight's episode. And y'all, before I go ahead and just get straight to it, I want to take this time to thank you for tuning in every Friday to listen to our brand new episodes. And also, if you've been blessed by our podcast over the past 5 years, we would love to hear your feedback and review concerning how God has been using the Mastering Singlehood and Relationships podcast to encourage you, whether you are single, whether you're a couple, whether you're a married couple, or you desire marriage. And God has been using this platform to again exhort you with his word and to boost your faith and to help you to master your trust in him. We would love to hear from you. You can go ahead and leave us a feedback or a review on Apple Podcasts, and you could also as well send us an email via our email address, which is jlpnetworks1@gmail.com. jlpnetworks1@gmail.com. Now, y'all, without further ado, tonight's episode is titled Make the Decision, God Will Provide. I'm going to say this again. Make the decision, God will provide. Now, even throughout the week, God has been highlighting this to me. And one of the things that he has been highlighting to me is that even before we go ahead and start gathering the resources ourselves, as long as the intent is there, right? As long as we have decided to do a brand new thing, or we have decided to, again, take a leap of faith in the direction that the Lord is taking us when it comes to our purpose, when it comes to our destiny, even though everything is not perfect, right? I've been noticing that God, because he has seen the effort is there, because he has seen that you have made that mindset shift, he has already been opening doors for you before you even asked him to. He has already been aligning things in place for you before you even knew that they were aligned for you. And this is actually coming from scripture as well. God himself says this in scripture. He says it in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 24. And this is what he says, y'all, in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. And he says this: before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear them. I'm going to say this again. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, God says this: before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear them. Many times, what God is waiting for is not just even you taking a step of faith per se. God is waiting for you to have that mindset shift. God is waiting for you to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to live out my purpose. I have decided to say no to this thing. I have decided to say no to sin. I have decided to, you know, get out of this toxic cycle. I have decided to do the things that the Lord has called me to do. I have decided again to choose Jesus, to choose his ways. I have decided to live out the word of God concerning my life. And once God sees that intent is there, once God sees that desire is there, and you have literally made that resolve within your core, God says, you know what? I have seen that even though they haven't taken that leap of faith, because of their strong faith within, because they have already made that decision to themselves, I know that it's just a matter of time for them to act. And because God knows that it's just a matter of time for them to act, he says, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and open the door for them in advance. I'm just going to go ahead and align that spouse for them in advance. I'm just going to go ahead and give them that financial blessing, because God knew, in fact, if you had that promise, or if you had that blessing this very day, the very thing that you decided to do, you would do. The very thing that you decided to do, you would do. My goodness. And so many of you, you're saying, I don't have the resources. I don't have the finances. I don't have the connection. This prayer that I've been praying, perhaps you've been praying a specific prayer for 2 years, for 3 years, for 4 years, for even a decade or so. And you say this prayer has not come to fruition. And at times you're trying to figure out what it is that you're doing wrong, or what it is that you're not doing right. Or if you missed the voice of God, maybe what God has said to you is not true. Maybe it was just your imagination. And often what God is waiting for you to do is to make that decision. And once you make that decision within your mind, right? Amen. God knows that it's just again a matter of time that you'll begin to take the leap of faith to go in the direction of your decision. Even researchers have noted that those who have made up their mind and those who have jotted down their goals in their journals, they are more likely to work towards them. And it's the same thing with God. God sees when you have decided to follow Jesus today, it's just a matter of time. Truly, not only will your word says that you're following Jesus, but your action will show that you are following Jesus. And so I want to encourage you guys, for those of you who are saying, what's next? What did I miss? I don't like the way the situation is for me. Make the decision and say, you know what? I am not going to stay where I am. I'm going to go to a better place. I'm not going to stay who I am today. I will become who God created me to be. And as you're reading his word, and as you're taking in the identity that he has given you, and you're taking the steps of faith, and you are taking the actions again, that again grows your spiritual life with him, grows your walk with him, grows your faith in him. He is faithful again to provide to you your needs, to provide to you that community, to provide to you that spouse. But the question is, will you decide today to make that decision? Will you decide today, yes, I am going to be debt free? Will you decide today and say, I am going to be a wife, I am going to be a husband, I am going to be a mother? And so some people, you know, they will not even say such statements because they're like, this does not match my reality. And as a matter of fact, I don't have the power to give birth to a child. I don't have the power to be able to produce wealth. And at times, again, like I said, God is just waiting for you to make the decision in faith and approach him with it. I want you guys to very quickly open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 24, verse 14 to 15. This is another instance in the Bible where we see somebody made the decision to do a thing, and he included God in this decision, and God literally answered his prayer even before he put a period on his prayer. And this is in the account of Abraham's servant. When Abraham gave his servant the order to get a wife for her, Isaac, because again, Abraham was nearing death in a way per se, because he was getting much older, and he knew that it was wise before he departed to not leave his son without a wife. And he said to the servant, go back to my homeland, get a wife from my clan for my son. Do not get her a Canaan wife, right? A Canaanite wife, but get her a wife from my own people. And so the servant, he was ready to do what Abraham said, but he also wanted to be, assured that he would find great success in getting the wife for his servant Abraham. For his master, excuse me, the servant Abraham, you know, he wanted to be assured that once he would go to this journey to get Isaac a wife, that he would find great success. And so if you're looking at Genesis chapter 24, verse 14 to 15, this is what's going on. And I strongly recommend you to read that entire chapter, Genesis chapter 24, for this purpose of me just doing this episode, right? I want us to focus on verses 14 to 15. And so I will be reading these verses. So verse 14, this is what it says. This is what the servant says, who's coming, right, to Abraham's homeland to get Isaac a wife. He says, let the young woman to whom I shall say, please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, drink, and I will water your camels, let her be the one whom you have appointed to your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have steadfast love to my master. And Abraham's servant is saying this to God. He's saying for God to lead him as he's going to Abraham's homeland to handpick a wife for Isaac. But he wanted to make sure that he would find success, and he did the right thing by consulting God. And literally, as you read on to verse 15, I'm gonna go ahead and read on to verse 15. This is what it says. It says, before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. So literally, as Abraham's servant was praying to the Lord, right, and was giving the Lord these instructions, or rather letting God, you know, show him through these signs that the lady, right, who would do such acts, who would give him water and also the camels too, let her be the one that God has chosen to be the wife of Isaac, the son of his master. And God granted his prayer request even before he finalized the prayer. As we've just read in Genesis 24, verse 15, it says, before again he had finished praying, Rebekah came out. What does that imply to us? As we're talking about this episode at hand, which titled Make the Decision, God Will Provide. What does that say? This is saying, again, when you have decided enough is enough, when you have decided you don't want your status to stay the same, you don't want your situation to stay the same, and you know who is able to change that situation is God, you're going to include him now when it comes to that decision that you're making. The scripture tells us again, God wants us to be blessed. It is God's will for his people to be blessed and prosperous. Now, this is not to say that's all of our testimony as believers, as Christians. But again, it's not God's will for you to be poor, right? It even says in scripture, blessed are they, right, who trust in the Lord. And those who place their hope in the Lord, they will not be put to shame. And so because we are in Christ, we again have to remind ourselves we are seated in heavenly places and we have complete access to God. And whatever we need, the Bible says he is faithful, right, to provide us with his riches of glory in Christ Jesus, right, in order for us to meet all of our needs. And therefore, even when you come to God, you are literally making a decision to come to God. You could have gone to anybody else. Amen. You could have even decided to make the decision without God's counsel, but you have decided to come to God with your decision, to come to God with your frustration and say, Lord, I feel that I've been in this season long enough. What am I doing that is wrong? Is this your will for me to remain in this season? Lord, I don't believe this is your will because your word says this, right? Your word says this. And so when you make that decision that, again, I don't want my situation to stay the same, and you're not saying this from a place of, again, just discontentment, like a negative discontentment, because we know there's two type of contentment. There's negative discontentment, there's positive discontentment, right? One example of negative discontentment is when, again, you are not being grateful for the Lord for all the blessings he has given you, and you're saying to God, what's next? This is the type of discontentment that the people of Israel had. Literally, every time when God would bless them, they would get tired of this blessing and they would tell the Lord, oh man, I'm tired of this manna. Can you give me something else? Oh man, I'm tired of this quail. Can you give me something else? And so this is not the discontentment that I'm referring to. But one discontentment that is good is the positive discontentment. And this is a discontentment that says, Lord, I know this is not where my story ends. I know this is not what you promised me. I desire all that you have for me. And I know that, God, if you're able to bless me with the very thing that I don't have, then I'm able to be a blessing to other people. In this context, I'm talking about finances here. In this context, I'm talking about perhaps is resources here for you. You know that if you have these resources, you are able to further expand for the glory of God to advance his kingdom forward. And so when you have decided to make that decision that you're going to take the steps to receive these resources, right, God is faithful to bring those resources to you. But it all starts with decision. And I want to go ahead and quickly to share this last scripture of meditation before we go ahead and wrap up tonight's episode. It is a very brief episode, but it's such a faith booster. And I pray that you're receiving it as such. And this scripture is actually coming from the book of Job. It's actually coming from the book of Job. Job verses 28 to 29. And this is what it says, y'all. You will decide on a matter. And I'm just reading from the English Standard Version. I love the way that is phrased in the English Standard Version. You will decide on a matter and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. There's a certain version that says you shall decree a thing, right, and it shall be established. But I love this version because, again, you see that term is stated in black and white. Decide. You will decide on a matter and it will be established, right? Or it shall be established, and light will shine on your ways. And the verse 9 continues by saying, for when they are humbled, you say it is because of pride, but he saves the lowly, right? But I want us to focus on verse 28. You will decide on a matter and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Many of us, we know this is a popular scripture in the Christian community. It's a wonderful one, I must say so myself. But honestly, I feel at times we have not expounded upon this scripture. Some of us, we may think that, okay, because we have just decreed it, then God is going to go ahead and just manifest it for us. But if you look deeper, it's more than that. Of course, you can declare something, and God in his sovereignty, and he's looking at the intent of your heart, he's able to bring it to pass. But there's also another layer within this scripture. You will decide on the matter, and it will be established for you. What is a decision? What is a decision? When someone decides, what does this imply? This implies this person is going to take what? An action. This implies the person is going to take an action. You've made that bold proclamation. And look at the latter portion of that scripture in Job chapter 22, verse 28. Look at the latter portion of that scripture. It says here, and it will be established for you. How will it be established for you, though? It will be established for you because why? You have decided. You've made the decision. And therefore, because you've decided, it will be established because you will be moving in the direction of your decision. I'm going to give you an example. You said that you would like to be debt free. You said, I'm deciding to be debt free. And you say to yourself, just like the scripture says, and it will be established. But how will it be established? Will it be established by someone just giving you, money? Just saying, here, I give you $50,000 and then you're debt free. Not to say this cannot happen. Anything is possible, of course. No, this is not what it's saying. It's saying because you've made the decision, this in itself is your treaty or is your contract, literally. So a decision is a contract that you have made. You don't need another person to make a decision. You can make a decision solely on your own. And so because you have decided on this matter, your own word is your oath, you see? Your own word is your contract. And because you have made that decision, and in this context, you can also say, this is a vow you've made. This is a choice you've made. You're going to do what? You're going to honor that decision. You're going to honor that choice. You're going to honor that vow. And the best way you are able to honor that choice, you're able to honor that decision, that vow, is that you're going to take the action for it to come to fruition. Now, where does God come in this picture? We understand that there are certain things that we cannot do apart from Christ. This is where he comes in the picture. And this is what moves the heart of God. This is what moved the heart of God when the servant, Abraham's servant, made that prayer to the Lord. Because he recognized the servant of Abraham, he was willing to obey his master. So much so that he already went on the journey to go back to Abraham's homeland. But what moved the heart of God to even answer him before he finished praying is because he as well included God in the decision-making process. And so I just want to go ahead and close with this, y'all. Make the decision. God will provide. Make the decision. God will provide. I strongly believe there's a special grace during this season concerning this, concerning all that we've read, especially in the main theme verse of tonight, which comes from Isaiah 65, verse 24. I believe as you have made it sincere that you have refused to, again, be on the sideline. You have refused to settle for less. You have refused to live a mediocre life. And you have been hungry, truly, to live the fullness of the purpose of the calling that the Lord has for you. You have been hungry to receive your God-given inheritance. And you are making the decision as well that you will not stay the way that you are because God has more. And you're approaching God with that mindset. God is faithful to provide the way for you to attain all of these things. I strongly believe that. Because again, as we've already mentioned, while you've made that decision, God himself, where he is and his throne, he is saying, my goodness, I know this person is serious. I know she's serious. I know he's serious. So I'll go ahead and act. And this is the same thing what happened with Abraham. in the book of Genesis, when God was telling Abraham he would have to sacrifice Isaac. And Abraham, even though he loved Isaac deeply, he obeyed the Lord and he made his way to the journey to put his son on the altar to sacrifice Isaac. And it was when he lifted up the knife to kill his own son, the angel of the Lord stopped him in his track and provided a ram in the bush. And he used that in the place of Isaac to be that sacrifice. This as well is a beautiful scriptural example of God, what he said in Isaiah 65 verse 24. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. My goodness. My goodness. I pray that you guys were greatly blessed by tonight's episode. If you, again, have been encouraged by the Mastering Singlehood and Relationship podcast, I recommend you to go ahead and share it with a friend. Share this episode with a friend. Share this podcast with those that you know who will be greatly blessed by it. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. This was your sister in Christ, JLP. Until next time, peace out. Take care.